Busy Dog Super didn't happen as quick to ask you a report question. Carlton Mighty. Date of birth is 3/12/1949. Traditional identity, I can see I'm a doctor. John Repression of a blood pressure for someone with cardiac priority. Indicated pursue a patient with history of. Sure, duodenum nodule, gastroenteropancreatic in the stomach, and colon cancer screening. Tradition will give my concern during this, the blood pressure, blood pressure, blood pressure, procedure, biopsy, colonoscopy, heart force, colonoscopy, instrument to use the lumbar CDG, colonoscopy, procedure, and find the sign of the patient, patient, blood pressure. After I get the original skill score, oral cavity, fast reference, obvious, we give the positive blood pressure, and exam patient, duodenum, multiple small superficial duodenal ulcers, and duodenitis, biopsy, diagnosis. At the junction of the first and second portion of duodenum, I saw a nodule, which was biopsied because the mucosal was submucosal nodule, because it's the Brunner's gland versus just a scarring from the granuloma from the previous duodenal ulcer. Or could this be a submucosal lesion like gastrointestinal aplasia, tubular adenoma, scuba enterophilic, melanoma, everything pouch, osteoporosis, NMR, gastric biopsy, and helicobacter. Lower body retinal fissure within size of our cardiac gastrointestinal loop, not a fissure, but I did the mapping of the biopsy for the gastrointestinal aplasia from lower body stomach and the mid body stomach circumferentially, separate jars. Scope of trained body junction, normal Z line, scope of pressure, which is not complex. Fine gastrointestinal solid, normal Z line, number two. Moderate gastritis, and then antibiotic, and spagyrin, number three. Lower body and the middle. Body of the stomach biopsy were taken as a mapping for the gastrointestinal aplasia. Number five, duodenal nodule junction, the first and second portion of duodenum. Biopsy through our neoplastic cells, lower atypicals versus inflammatory cells. Number five, patient has multiple superficial duodenal ulcers, not bleeding biopsy, things like blindness, special ulcer duodenitis. Patient will turn around, KY jelly, by return, cystic, rectal, rectal, sigma, descending colon, flat, fresh, and colon, flat, fresh, so second off, sure, coming off of their prep. And I saw two flat polyp, 3 millimeter size, rectal sigma removal, the hard force of polyphenol, no force for affecting bleeding. Rectal fissure, the visceral internal hemorrhoid, obligated to internal hemorrhoid, bleeds, going to say, let's say, pressure, there's not complication. Finding, I already declared the finding of the perineoscopy. The finding of the colonoscopy is going to be colonoscopy to cecum. Fair prep, number three, rectal sigma polyp times 2, 3 millimeter each, remove the hard force of polyp successfully, and number four is going to be hemorrhoid recommendation. Await for the stomach biopsy from the lower body, mid body stomach. If all comes out to be gastrointestinal aplasia, then recommendation of repeated endoscopy in 1 to 2 years. Number two, away for the stomach biopsy, then triple raw helicobacter pylori, if comes a positive therapy, triple therapy, number three. Well, await for the biopsy of the duodenal nodule, recommendation of endoscopic ultrasound for the evaluation of the duodenal nodule. And number four, start a patient protonics, 40 milligram daily with carafate. Protonics 40 milligram daily, and carafate is going to be 1 gram TID for three months. Number four. Number five, prepare for the polypathology, polypathology can be planned to be colonoscopy in 3 years. Advice to take hydrolog more, system, and the system, 5% preparation, each and every fair, follow one to be sedition. Please send a copy to patient primary care provider, Dr. Nicole Brenner, and copy Dr. Parham Sethi. Their procedure was January 19th, 2023. If the patient continues to have down, if the patient has a down pain, then recommend patient have a CT enterogram for the virtual follow-up. Their procedure was January 19th, 2023.